Let's give the Lord a hand clap tonight. Praise God. Come on, praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be His name. Blessed be His name. God, good to be back in Sterling on a summery Thursday night, feeling the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Excited about being in Alaska Yukon District. We were with Brother Churchill last night, had a great service last night with him. This last weekend with Brother Ebart. Amen. Continuing our trip tomorrow. CarMax, Ross River. We're starting off with White Horse Sunday morning with Brother Yaden, and then we start Sunday night with Brother Nyman. Looking forward to that. Amen. Pray for us. We've got a lot of young folk coming again. I think there's 15 going in our bus. Amen. It was a bigger group than last year. Amen. That's going to go. That's exciting. And we could have had about 10 more that wanted to go with us. At least there was one more today from Anchorage that wanted to hook on, and it's just closed. Hallelujah. I mean, every day has been something, Brother Glover. When, you know, all the mission trips are going to be great. Amen. Even when we came down, when we were preaching down through the Florida district and Chicago, Illinois district, we were talking about the Crusades. We were talking about Alaska. And we had at least a half dozen young people that wanted to come. Wow. Amen. Wanted to come. How can we get on the crusade? How can we get on the crusades? Amen. And who knows? We may hook him up with y'all next year, Brother Glover. Amen. And, you know, and who knows what the Lord can do with those young people. Amen. Because, you know, they're excited. They're young. They want to do something for the Lord. Amen. But we have bragged on the Alaska Yukon youth. Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. We have bragged on y'all throughout our travels. Amen. Because, you know, we see a lot of stuff, but this is different. I mean, and I know you're not without your problems, but, you know, we got to give you credit for going on these trips, on these mission trips. You know, and as we see stuff across the country, and we give honor to Brother Glover and as our district secretary here at the Alaska Yukon District. Sister Glover, thank you. Amen. The Villa family who we've been staying with. Amen. And she's going to be our chaperone. On this trip, we've enjoyed being there with them, you know, amongst of all the kids and everything. You know, back home, you know, my granddaughter, who's on somewhere over there, she's hitting. You're Anna, just wait, baby. And Sister Lamas is with me, and my wife is here tonight. Praise God. So they live with us. My son-in-law, my daughter, my granddaughter live with us. And at one time or another in our 38 years of marriage, we've had, about 30? Nieces and nephews and relatives live with us at one time or another. So our house is like a hotel. It don't bother me none. You know, I've had 10 kids at one time at my house, and I said, I'm going to bed. I'm out in 5 minutes. So it don't bother me none, you know. You know, down in Texas, we get hurricanes. Well, sometimes my house is like a hurricane. It don't bother me none. I'm used to hurricanes. Hallelujah. When I go to bed, Brother Glover, I just go to bed. I just pray and study. Hallelujah. But I want to thank the Via family and their dedication, their volunteer money and food and the whole shaboom. And man, it's been wow. It's been great. It's been great. And two people from Bethel coming in tomorrow, but the Aluska is going to be with us. So we're going to have an extra driver with us. Amen. An extra adult with us. And Jocelyn, of course. And Brother Jordan are the only repeats from last year. Amen. And because one got married and one's fixing to get married. So, hallelujah. And then we got a bunch of young people. So that's great. We're excited. We're ready for vacation Bible school. They are. I ain't, but they are. I'm going to be preaching. So, you know, they're excited about vacation Bible school. Jordan's been doing props. Man, for the last, I don't know how many days now. My Lord, it seems like you've been there day and night. So, but we're ready. We're loading up tonight and leaving tomorrow. And just pray for us, Brother Glover. It's exciting. It's exciting. All the trips are exciting. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. And we're thrilled to be back in the district. Great for our first camp meeting. It was fantastic. Brother Bernard and Brother Josh Herring. Amen. Of course, we've heard Brother Bernard so many times. And every time we hear him, he's great. He was our former South Texas district superintendent. Amen. For a while. And then, of course, Brother Ken Gurley is our superintendent now. And always thrilled to hear those. First time hearing Brother Herring, fantastic young man. Praise God. So, in saying all this, I want to turn your attention tonight to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6, 7, and 8. Good to have my wife, Sister Lamas, here again with us, my granddaughter. Her first trip, and she has thoroughly enjoyed herself, Brother and Sister Glover. She has made many friends at the camp meeting, and she enjoyed herself immensely, so praise God. And we want to thank you for all your hospitality. Y'all been so good to us in the district every time we've come. And we just wanted to let you know that. Praise God. Hallelujah. We enjoyed it. It's comfort. It's, you know, you feel at ease and at peace. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to bring something to you from the Word tonight. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6, 7, and 8. I know it's summertime in Alaska. Are you going to get with me here? How about this side? You gonna get with me here? How about this side?
Young cats over here, baby.
You gonna get with me here tonight? I bet if I say I'm gonna get on Facebook, you gonna say, hey! Hallelujah! Praise God. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6 says, therein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. You don't have to turn there, but in Psalm 16 and 11, it says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I want to talk to the Sterling Church tonight on the subject, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Bishop Glover, would you bless the word, sir? You may be seated in the presence of the Lord tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Amen. Praise God. There's an old saying, and maybe you've heard it many times before, that goes like this. When God starts blessing, the devil starts messing. And you know that there is some truth to that. Amen. So I'll leave that statement alone and I'll pick it up in just a moment. Let me continue here. We can choose peace or we can choose trouble. Huh? Come on. We can choose to stay calm or to come down if we start becoming agitated, which I know most of you don't do. Because John 16 and 33 in Lama's summarized state says this: come down and cheer up. Because there's times in our walk with God, in our prayer walk, a new converts and everything else, that we have to come down sometimes and cheer up. In other words, it says, you know what? Sometimes, Lamas, sometimes, Sterling, you got to get a grip on life. Sometimes you got to relax and you got to shake a leg. And just relax. And quit being so uptight and so serious. Am I right? Have some joy. Have some peace. Have some happiness. Be excited when you come to the house of God. It don't make no difference how you're feeling when we walk into the house. Amen. We should back up Bishop Glover. Preach, Bishop. Preach, Eichert. Preach, Barlett. Preach, Pazar. Preach. And then you sit there and do it with a smile. Praise the Lord. Smile now. Well, you're going to go to comments, but you better smile. We're going to ready to some stuff there. But we're ready. Am I right? We're ready. But we know he's coming after us. He come after us. We're going to be ready. Uh-huh. We're going to be ready.
Praise God.
So I am either as a new convert or as a spirit-filled believer, baptized in Jesus' name. I received the Holy Ghost, spoken in tongues. I'm supposed to enjoy life. Okay. I know that's a hard statement, ladies and gents. I realize that. I have joy in my salvation and the Prince of Peace who has what? Who has overcome the world.
Right.
Lives inside of me. And so every once in a while, we need to remind ourselves of that. Sometimes as born again believers, what we need to do more is laugh.
Okay.
Can you laugh for me? Oh, that, I didn't have to ribble. I didn't have to. Shot. Yeah. Sure. And you don't know what Lamish is facing tonight. I mostly don't know what you're facing tonight, but the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is my strength.
All right. All right.
Uh-huh. Am I right?
Yeah,
sure. Man, you know why? Because sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we tend to be so heavy about everything. Our sin. Expecting perfection from ourselves, our growth in God, our memorizing the Word, the gifts of the Spirit, and sometimes we carry around such heavy burdens. People are amazed, Brother Glover, and you know, I've mentioned this before. People are amazed, and I spend a lot of time in prayer and in study and all that, but people are amazed how I unwind. Or before a service. You know, I unwind sometimes listening to contemporary jazz. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but I done said it. I sometimes unwind reading the paper. I during vacation time, my favorite, I told you in times past, my family's here, my granddaughter's here, our favorite time is Disney World. I told you last time, I love to hang around Mickey. I do. And people are surprised because they see me so heavy in prayer and in revivals and everything. But Brother Glover, we have to have some kind of an outlet sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? And your back might be different than my back. Well, whatever turns your motor on.
Don't make no difference.
As long as you check it with the bishop. Right there. It's fine. Amen? See, you're laughing. That's good. That's good. Hallelujah. And because, you know, we carry heavy stuff around. Ladies and gentlemen, life is hard enough sometimes. Hallelujah. And I know we just came from a fantastic camp meeting, and there was joy, and there was happiness, and there was excitement, and there was all kinds of stuff. But Brother Glover, as we've traveled across the country and gone to camp meetings and all that, I believe, I don't know how y'all feel, but the most dangerous time for people to backslide are right after a camp meeting. Right after some of us, or most of us, have gotten a major breakthrough, a major victory. It's dangerous. Because you know that 1 week of camp, or 1 week of youth camp, or if you stay for both, you know that's not enough for the rest of the year. The other 50 weeks have to be covered right in here, folks. Come on now, talk to me, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm seeing a hunger, Bishop, as we travel in Florida, of young people coming up, talking to my wife, talking to us. We've been talking about all this stuff. And what the cry among our youth of the United Pentecostal Church International as we travel is, how do we get involved during the summertime? How do we stay busy? Am I right, Sister Lamas? As a young lady begged her, and then she wrote me, please, can I come? I had nothing to do with it. And I had to turn her down, Sister Glover. She was, this is exactly what I need. This is exactly what I need. Because, watch. Give me some of her home life, Beverly.
Okay. Beverly came up to me in church. Beverly came up to me in church, and she said, Sister Lamas, can you please pray for me? She said, pray for my mother. My mother is a terrible drug addict. And I said, I'll pray with you. I said, but before you leave here, I said, I have a handful of prayer cloths in my purse. I said, and Brother Lamas and Brother Huba, pray over those prayer cloths. And you take them and you put them under her mattress everywhere she is. And you take and put them. And the girl couldn't even live at home. She's living with an aunt. But she had such a burden. It's too much for young people to have to carry a burden like parents. It really got to me. And so we gave her our Facebook and our email so she could email us, because here this little girl is trying to live right and do right, and the example that she has is out there and a mess. But we need to pray, because we don't know what some young people out there, the burdens that they're carrying. And even where we are going, little old Seth, his brother and sister Namas, one of their grandchildren, is having to carry such a burden. And we just fell in love with him, Sister V and I did last year, because he had so many problems because of his mother being an alcoholic. And they won't let him go live with Brother and Sister Namas because they think that his mother would OD or do something to herself if Seth left and went to live with them. But he is in a mess situation. And now his mother is carrying another baby. And she's still an alcoholic. So y'all, please, as we go back here and to Ross River, where he lives, that y'all please pray for them. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about the joy, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Some of us may not have it all together. Some of us, they think, man, this is hard living. But let me tell you something. The reports that we travel, Bishop, across the country of not only the young people, but adults that are crying out to be involved, Sister Clover. Just to stay busy, because they don't want to be distracted by the world stuff. They don't want to be caught into this world system. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. John, well, I mean, Psalm 16:11. We said the fullness. John, Psalm 16:11. The fullness of joy is found in his presence. And true joy, as we traveled across the country, I mean, many people receiving the Holy Ghost, being set free and delivered. We were doing a youth seminar in Naples, Florida. And there was a young lady there, Bishop, that got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. And you know what? They smuggled in illegal aliens. They've killed people. Here we are preaching. And they, I didn't know who they were. Right there in about the second or third row. That dude here, that dude, man. I mean, guys and girls, man. I mean, they were. But they were filled with the Holy Ghost now. They were filled with the Holy Ghost now. We're seeing transformation across the United States of America. And we're seeing transformation that's taking place by the power of God. And only the power of God is going to be able to heal, set free, and deliver. These people carrying around guns. Carrying, and they wouldn't think about a second into just pow, doing you in. Amen. So we taught a youth seminar that night. And boy, there's a bunch of kids in there. A lot of young people, a lot of adults came because we asked the parents to come on. Don't stick your head in the sand, parents. And let me tell you something. This was a very, very understanding pastor, and we did some very powerful in-your-face illustrations that night because of those kind of people that we had to deal with. But I know, Brother Grove, we had to be careful with that. But in that instance, and those kind of folks, we did some very in-your-face illustrations about a lot of different things. And just about every one of them came up at the end of that service and prayed. And prayed. God is, but you can see joy, you can see sadness, you can see sorrow, you can see unhappiness. See what I'm saying? So true joy comes from seeking God's face. Ladies and gentlemen, if that is true, true joy comes from seeking God's face. So every time you and I come before the throne, we need to enjoy the moment. Because it is always in that moment that you and I can receive a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a burden. It's not a burden to come to an altar. I'll say it again. It's not a burden for any of us to come to an altar in any particular service. The altar, ladies and gentlemen, is not an altar of damnation. The altar is an altar of safety and peace and joy and breakthrough and repentance. Forgive me of my sins. Fill me with your spirit or renew me, reshape me, and refresh me. That's the altar. It's a renewing place. It's a refreshing place. It's a joyful place. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Help me, help me, help me. That's an altar. It's not a scary place. It's a place that you and I can come and enjoy the moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we are to receive the blessings God wants to bestow upon us, we must be willing to give him the messes in our lives. Blessings for messes. Pretty good, huh? That's quite an exchange. Less mess, less stress, I say. But it's usually the other way around. Oh, I know you ain't going to say amen on that one. You ain't going to say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Kiss my foot. Hallelujah. When you start living in the blessings of God and you start getting blessed, however you start getting blessed, folks, all chaos, all trouble is going to break loose. The devil is going to try to take everything from you, especially your joy. Because as I read, Bishop, I know you love to read, we love to read, the medical journals today are saying, folks, that the world's number one problem is depression. And Christians are not immune. They say that millions of people are miserable because they live in a state of sadness. The problem that many people have is that they look to money or they look to things to make them happy. They look to people to bring fulfillment in their lives. But things, folks, can never satisfy, and people can never bring us lasting happiness. Now stick with me here. Because there are so many things in life that can disappoint us and leave us hurting. Life is full of hardships and troubles, and life is full of failures, trials, and tribulations. And any time that you and I lose something that we dearly love, it can leave us disillusioned, it can leave us disappointed, it can leave us depressed. Because we all seem to have an emptiness inside of us, no matter who we are, because of that void that's on the inside of us. We try and we fill it with something. And so our heart breaks, Bishop, amen, when these kids, especially in this last trip to Florida, amen, that are trying to come to church and their parents don't want to come. But you know what the thing is? They go against them. They whether them be out in drugs, drinking, partying, Sister Glover, and all that, but they catch hell when they want to come to our Pentecostal church and they're trying to do right. Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, boy, this last trip to Florida opened up a lot of our eyes. It's been a while since we've been to the Florida district. But man, I'm telling you, amen. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so many things. There's no question, folks, that certain pleasures can bring happiness. I'm not denying that. If everything is going well in our lives, we seem to be happy. If we get a raise in our jobs, we're happy. But joy is something that goes much deeper than that. Happiness is dependent upon my circumstances, right? Joy is an outlook on life that comes from the Lord. Joy is an attitude that makes you believe, even though things are not going well, if you have the Lord in your life, you can still have joy. You can come in here, Bishop be teaching a Bible study here, and one word, one statement, one paragraph can say, Bishop Glover, thank you. That's all I needed to hear. I may not know the whole message. I may not realize the whole Bible study, but one statement, sis, one statement from you, one statement from Iker, one statement from Glover, or anybody else that comes, thank you, Bishop, thank you, I needed that, and I can go home on a Thursday or a Sunday and say the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's going to hold me till the next service. That's going to hold me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Praise God.
If you love the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, but have lost your joy, you have to ask yourself the question, what's wrong? David prayed, remember when he fell in the sin with Bathsheba? David prayed, change my heart, oh God, and restore the joy of my salvation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I try to do that all the time, whether I've done anything wrong or not. I might not have done nothing wrong. But you know what? My restoration is at an altar. My deliverance is at an altar. My breakthrough is at an altar. Oh, Bishop, pray for me. I need help. Or you do something? No, I just need more strength. I just need more encouragement. I'm through with this level, Bishop. I'm ready to go to the next level.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, just because some of you aren't going to the next level, just because Your elevator is going up. I got news for you. Not everybody can ride. Hallelujah. So if you love the Lord but have lost your joy, you got to be like David. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words, woo, thank you, Jesus, abide in you, ask whatever you ask, wish, and it shall be done unto you. In other words, I have here, if you diligently obey the Lord your God and be careful to obey him, then you have to believe it's only a matter of time. It's only, well, I'm glad that Ricky got breakthrough. Lord, I ain't got a jet, but it's only a matter of time. If I'm being faithful to the house of God, John got a breakthrough. Hallelujah, man. More power to you. It's only a matter of time. But I haven't got a breakthrough. I ain't got it yet, Abbott, but you know what? As long as I keep coming, I keep believing, I keep paying my tithes, I keep supporting the church, I keep praying, I keep fasting, I keep expecting, I keep believing. It's only a matter of time. I've got to say the joy of the Lord. It's my strength. It's my strength all day long. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I don't know. Oh, this guy's going to take my preachers for the next 8, 9 straight 10 nights. They're going to be tired and say, I want to hear somebody else. They're going to be tired of allowing myself to go the next 8, 9, 10 services. But we going. We're going to hit it hard, kiddos. Sister Villa, Sister Lamas, let me, Vacation Bible School, Mark, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, we want, and this is not bragging or boasting, because this is on your kids. Amen. We want to make the Alaska Yukon District proud of this group that's going to Carmex with the Glover. I know about the other Sister Glover, but this is ours. Well, not really ours. This is theirs. They're going to be doing their work. They're going to be working the altars. They're going to be smiling. You're going to have joy. You're going to have tragedy. It's going to be tough. But you know what? We're going to do it with a smile. There's another kid praying through. That's another kid that needs the Holy Ghost. There's an alcoholic coming. There's a drug addict that's going to be set free and delivered by the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, if you keep my commandments and walk in love, then my joy will be in you. Ladies and gentlemen, in Sterling, you will be full of his joy. May I say that you cannot have joy unless you're walking with the Lord and walking in love. You and I can't be full of anger and walk in love. I learned a long time ago, growing up without a father, I learned a long time ago that unless you have joy, life isn't very much fun. Huh? The fact that there's something about discouragement and depression that causes you and I to lose strength and sometimes makes you want to quit. Huh? As Christians, I found that when we draw nigh unto the Lord, he draws nigh unto us. When I have a strong relationship with the Lord, not only personal, but by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17 says, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when I have a strong relationship with the Lord, my church, my pastor, the first lady, the leadership, what's this? His strength, God's strength, and their strength makes me strong. Mm-hmm. When I'm truly walking with God, his joy becomes my strength. Because if you're going to have joy in this walk with God, you can't allow any bitterness, unforgiveness in your life. If you're going to have joy, you've got to release people and let situations go. You will never have joy if you're holding on to a grudge of some kind or always walking around with a chip on your shoulder. Joy is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. as long as I am in the center of his will and abiding in him, I can have joy, ladies and gents, when my friends fail me. I can have joy when people walk out of my life. I can have joy when life is sometimes all of a sudden, wow, wacko, turned upside down. Jeremiah said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. He knew something about that joy that came into someone's life when they tapped into the Lord. Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. In other words, you and I are to put on a joyful heart and serve the Lord with a smile on our face. That's why David could say, I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I'm talking about serving the Lord with thanksgiving and a joyful heart. Because thank God that I had some strong people, Brother Glover, when I first received the Holy Ghost, when I was a brand new convert. Man, I'm telling you, I had all kinds of opposition come to me. That's not real. Speaking in tongues went out with the book of Acts. Bo, you don't have to get baptized in Jesus' name. Buddha, Huda, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and there's another ghost. Well, that's fine, you know. But I come to find out, and I've read many Bibles of many faiths, it all says the same thing. Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 4 and 12, I've said it many times, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none under heaven given among none other name given among men, whereby we must be saved. Ephesians says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's my joy. That's my joy. That keeps me going. Preach it. Preach it. Preach it. Preach it. I want to hear. That's my strength. That's my joy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got to go. The Bible says, and I believe it's Proverbs, a joyful heart is a good medicine. Am I right? But watch this. A broken spirit dries up the bones. Boy. So in other words, in my interpretation, in Lama's interpretation, you might have different, but allow me, since I'm preaching tonight, okay? It's what it says. When you're cheerful, it's good to be alive. But when you're depressed, life totally stinks. Oh, I know you don't agree with me on that. Huh? Come on. Now, how many know that when you think you're trapped in a situation, depression will come upon you? How many know that your mind can be your worst enemy? That's why I got to give not only here, but in this district, even young people that you have, that parents are not coming to church, but they're coming to the Glover Church. They're coming to the Churchill Church. They're coming to the all over Alaska Yukon District churches. And you're still coming. Don't give in. Don't give up. Stand up for what you believe in. In your mind, getting your mind on the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, because he has made a way for you to escape. You're not trapped. You're not really trapped, and God is going to bring you out of your trouble. Your difficulty is only temporarily, and this too shall pass. Valleys are only temporarily. Storms only last for a season. Whatever maybe you and I are going through at any given time, you have to realize that our God will turn it around at some point. If you feel as your dreams have been shattered, you need to remind yourself that everything is subject to change when you serve the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to remind yourself that it's not over yet. Maybe your answer is delayed, but it cannot be denied. I'm telling some folk here right now that if you stop fighting for your faith, if you stop fighting for your leadership, if you stop fighting for the Sterling Church, ladies and gentlemen, you are in danger of falling backwards or backsliding. You need to make up your mind. You're not going to backslide. You're going to front slide. Come on, because you know when you have it wintertime here, man, all along you're going down that hill, right? Nobody ever goes back this way. Because no matter who you are, heaviness tries to get on us all. That's what we put on the garment of what? A praise for the spirit of heaviness. We know that as we praise the Lord, that he will work everything out. I don't praise him, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sure you don't either. I don't never praise him to draw attention to myself. I praise him, Brother Glover, because I need his strength. I praise him because I need his joy, Ricky. I praise him. I praise him. I praise him. I praise him. There's something about true praise that causes joy to rise up in your soul. There's something about true praise. There's something about true praise that gives you a nice strength.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The problem with depression, folks, is that it causes you to stop fighting. When depression comes, you have to be determined to fight for your joy. Psalm 30 and verse 5 says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I know we don't feel like saying that when we're catching our little stuff, we're going through a nightfall. When trouble comes your way, you can do several things. You can either get mad at God, say, God, hey, come on, man. You can either get mad at God, or you can praise your way out. You can either say, you know what? I'm gonna just throw in the towel, or I can keep my towel. And I can praise in my midnight hour because I know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Ain't nobody going to stop me. Ain't nobody going to hold me back.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Joy is one of the most powerful weapons we have against the enemy. He has evil intentions to destroy our lives, but joy is a great source of strength that God has given to us to interrupt Satan's plans. That was a story in Florida. Girl got saved. She broke away from her living boyfriend. And she said, man, I'm still scared because the last time I broke up with him, she didn't have the Holy Ghost in. The last time I broke up with him, I went back to living with, I think it was my mom or something like that. He came in the house, grabbed me, and took me away. As far as I know, Bishop, right now, she's still living for the Lord, and none of that has happened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something, folks. You must well face it. The devil ain't never going to like you and I. The devil ain't never going to like you for what you and I stand for. You must well forget about that. Right. He's never, never going to like what you stand for. And it's just pitiful that we have parents out there that are more concerned about their kids not going to church than they want to go to church. And maybe vice versa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, we can be defeated only if we lose our joy. But the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, be joyful always. Satan wants you down because he knows if you lose your joy, you and I will lose our strength. But the Lord wants to lift us up. He is our strength. He is our strength. So make a decision, ladies and gentlemen, to be a person who lives each day in the joy of the Lord. We might not always be happy. We might not always go high, but we can have joy. Don't live in the past. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes even the good things that have happened in the past can hold us captive from receiving good things today if we dwell on them for too long. Be a person who enjoys to live the present, the right now. The right now. So I'm going to close here and give me about 5 minutes. There was a certain sound, not going through the whole story, there was a certain sound that came from the children of God when they went into battle. It was a battle cry of praise. Second Chronicles chapter 20, the story of Jehoshaphat. Won't go through it because you know what it is. It was a battle cry of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need to see a miracle in your home, then go home tonight and saturate the atmosphere of your home with praise. You said, that'll make the enemy mad. It sure will. We've done it many times, me and Sister Lama says. And boy, whoo, you know how it is, Brother Glover. Boy, or something goes wrong, maybe with the kids or with the jobs or something took, you know. But I refuse to give in to the enemy. I'll go home and I saturate my home with praise. There are days when me and her will say, okay, Monday or Tuesday, this is going to be. And I'll tell my son-in-law, my daughter, my granddaughter, okay, this day, all we got, this is going to be. And we'll make some phone calls to our relatives. This day is going to only be a praise day. That's it. Don't worry about your problems. Don't worry about no requests. All the way until midnight, we're going to declare this day nothing but a praise day. I don't care what we're going through. You know what? It confuses the enemy. Why are they going around praising Jesus all the time? When the finances are going crazy, their marriage is going nuts, the church is going crazy. I will bless the Lord, Brother Glover, at all times. He's praised. Shakatanyale. Be in my mouth. That confuses the heck out of the devil. I don't care what you're going through. Church, the joy of the Lord is my strength. New converts, stay in the church. Stay in the church. This is the best place there is. As the musicians come. Hallelujah. If you want to change the atmosphere on your job, go a little early and saturate the whole place with praise. And joyful singing. Because you know the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you know the joy of the Lord is your strength, then you know that God has everything under control. It's annoying that even though the devil comes in like a flood, guys will raise up a standard against him. Why? Because I believe God is bigger than all of our problems tonight. David lost his joy because of sin, right? But here's the difference between some folk and some other folk. He repented. When David repented, that's why I said a while ago, things began to turn around in his life. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me not being favored to the house of God. Help me to make another turnaround this summer when it's the hardest for folks to come to church. Hallelujah. If you run out of joy, folks, God can turn it around. If you need a miracle tonight, He can turn it around. Religion can't do it. The psychic can't do it. Your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your Christian friend can't do it. But I found out, Bishop, every day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus is going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Mo, llamas may not look good today, but it ain't over yet, baby. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We live in a hurting world, folks. There's hurting people in Sterling, Alaska. Sardotna, Kenai, the hopelessness. There's hurting people all around. Need Jesus. All over. And they need what you have. They need what you have. And if you go back into this world system, and they have been looking at you for a number of months or years, how are they ever going to get right here to an altar of not damnation, an altar of renewal, refresh, Holy Ghost, repentance? How are they going to come to delivery, to the spiritual delivery room of the church right here? Of course, it happens in a pew. I realize that. But right here is where most of the action, so to speak, happens. Because there's strength in numbers, right, Brother Glover? There's strength in numbers when we pray for one another, when we pray somebody through the Holy Ghost, when we pray somebody that needs deliverance, when we pray for somebody that needs a breakthrough, when we pray somebody, Lord, keep all by that. But I need to keep that joy, sir. I need to keep that joy. God, you haven't touched me yet. Keep that joy. You haven't healed me yet. Keep that joy. Oh, yeah, my finance is crazy. Yeah, keep that joy. Lord, Bishop hasn't said nothing about ministry. Keep that joy. Keep that. He's looking, he's looking, he's looking for the faithful. So if you're ready, Sterling Church, amen. If you need a renewal or a breakthrough, whatever you need from the Lord, I'm asking you in the next 90 seconds to come up to the front. We're going to pray for you. Come on, quickly, 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 quickly. We want to pray. We want to pray for you tonight. Hallelujah. And after we finish with the whole thing, Bishop and the ministry is going to pray for us that are going to CarMax. But first, we're going to pray for you wonderful people here at Sterling Church. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory! I feel the Holy Ghost here.
Celebrate in the presence of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Rejoice.